Hello, Africa. This is Let's Talk, where we take a light-hearted look at everyday life, the day-to-day issues you care about. I'm your host, Sunday Shomari, in Washington. Tonight, boarding schools.
You don't spend a lot of time trying to find what to wear. Nobody looks better than you.
Anybody.
It doesn't matter how rich your parents are,
right,
how poor your parents are. You all look the same.
Well, boarding schools provides education for students who live on the premises, as opposed to day school, where they go home after classes. So, is the boarding school a great place for discipline and children to learn? Or it is a recipe for bad influence and distraction? Well, tonight we'll discuss this, of course, in our usual light-hearted manner. So please stay tuned. And now it's time to welcome to our show, for the very first time, a researcher from great state of Maryland, Gloria Alex. Welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome, Glory. And we also have educator and a Swahili instructor in D.C., Asha Nyang'anyi. Welcome back to the show, Asha.
Thank you, my brother. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. And we also have my colleague here in the studio, Kenneth Bwire. Kenneth Bwire, welcome back to the show, brother.
Thank you, Brother Sunday.
Always. You're welcome, brother. In this edition of Let's Talk, we'll be discussing boarding schools. Well, according to Psychology Today, some places say that boarding schools are the most elite educational options, whereas in other contexts, they serve as places to segregate children who are deemed a problem to their parents or a wider society. So is this true or not? Well, I spoke to a former radio presenter, Mike Mahagama, and I wanted to know his take.
I went to Irambo Secondary School and the Chimao Secondary School in Bay Region, southern Tanzania.
Mm-hmm.
And first of all, it was tough.
Mm.
Tough in a sense that in the beginning, because from primary school, which mostly are day schools back in the days, you're used to stay at home and, you know, go to school in the morning, come back in the evening, and all the time you spend that with your family.
Right.
And when the family decide to send you to boarding school, meaning that you have to come back home quarterly.
Mm-hmm.
That means after every 3 months or so, catch up with them in either way, one way or the other. So it was tough because you miss the family. And for me, at least based on my experience, food was most difficult part of boarding school. Because, as you know,
food is something else, too, you can talk about.
Exactly. So what you eat at home is not the same as what you eat at school. So that was the most difficult part. But as far as the raising a child in a boarding school setup, I think discipline was the key thing. You can get away with a lot of stuff sometimes at home, but in boarding school is kind of hard because the teachers are really not playing when it comes to that.
So in the long run, you came out good. That's what you are today, Magic Mike.
Here I am, Sandra. So it turned out to be a very crucial moment, but at the same time, very positive moment for me. And when I recall, I mean, you know, during those days.
Mm.
So for me, the funny thing is, and I never say this in public before, the first year was tough. I went there first month, second month, third month, and I decided to go back home. I was like, you know what, I'm packing my bag. I'm going home. I'm not going to come back to this place. You know, when I went back home, actually, I was I lost a couple kilograms.
Wow.
You know, and my mother was like,
No. What's wrong with you, Mike? Are you sick?
My mother asked me, what's wrong with you? I was like, Mom, the food there is bad. I cannot do it. I cannot eat. So when my daddy came back, because I remember that day, I arrived home around 2 a.m.,
Wow.
So everybody was asleep and all that good stuff.
Yeah.
When I woke up in the morning, my mother saw me that night, but my dad didn't see me until the next day.
Mm-hmm.
And when he saw me, I was like, okay, I know that maybe you're not feeling well, so we're going to go to the hospital first.
Mm.
But after that, you got to tell me exactly why you're here. you know,
because the school was, like, okay, the school was not closed yet, right?
You know, instead of asking me
what happened,
what's wrong, and what happened, he's telling me, you know, in that, you know, deep voice that you got to tell me what happened. I said, okay. So afterwards, I had to explain to my dad that, hey, this is what happened, you know, the food there. So they kind of console me a little bit, like, hey, this is how it goes. In the future, I mean, you're going to appreciate this, and you have to do what you got to do. Right. But it turned out I was okay. I wasn't sick. It's just I was not eating well. I mean, the stomach was like, well, this food, brother, is not for you. So what you going to do?
Thank you, Mike Mahagama, all the way from Pasadena, California. And this is Let's Talk. We are discussing boarding schools. So back to the studio. Now, as I always say, ladies first. Is a boarding school a place where you want to take your child? Gloria, tell me about this. Maybe this is your own personal experience or maybe not, but just tell me what you think about boarding schools in general.
In my opinion, I went to boarding school as well as day school.
Okay, so you have the best of both worlds, both of them, okay.
Yes. So in my O-level, from 1 through from 4, I went in a day school.
Okay.
And then from 5 and 6, I was in boarding school.
All right.
I can say that boarding school are the best, in my opinion.
Okay.
Because I felt like in day school, there were so many distractions because you're out there, you know. There's no, like, I mean, it depends, though. If you're a parent, you know, it's a lot. Like, you have to, most parents don't have time. They work full time. They don't have a way to structure everything. Like, okay, now it's time for homework. Now it's time for this. I mean, it's hard. It's doable, but in Tanzania, back in the day, it was hard. I mean, like, nobody tells you what to do. It's your own struggle.
I agree with you. Tell me about it. Not only that, in Tanzania, even right here, right now, you know, it's very difficult to handle all those tasks.
And I was in girls-only boarding school.
Okay.
So, like, we were, I mean, literally, you, as soon as you get inside the gate, you cannot get out. You have to get a permit.
You have to see your matron to get out, huh?
Yes. Wow. Yes. So I think that eliminates a lot of distraction.
Okay. Well said. I'll give the next chapter to Kenneth Sibwire. Kenneth Sibwire, give me your experience, my brother. What do you think about these boarding schools that we all know and love?
I think boarding school is a chance for every child, wherever born or wherever raised up from, to access quality education from anywhere around the world, because this child can be confined in the perimeters of a fence and concentrate on education. This child will have all the time to study, all the focus will be geared towards books, and at the end, this child will perform well. This child would be under rules of the school and regulations, under supervision of a teacher or a guardian or whoever who is responsible in that school. However, it's not a responsibility of the teacher to have good morals in this kid. The teacher will have just to implement according to the rules and regulation of that school. So away from education, maximizing time, and making this kid perform well in school, well in class, making this school to national level, to national newspapers, to calendars, being advertised world over as the best school, there is an element of character in the kid. Let's not give our responsibility as parents to a teacher, to somebody who is trained in school how to handle a kid, to discipline the kids. So therefore, from the boarding school perspective, a kid brought up in the hands of the parent will have direct control over this kid in terms of morals, in terms of discipline, as opposed as a kid who is under boarding school. So therefore, in my opinion, it's two-way. The kid will perform well in class, but character and morals are not guaranteed that parent is responsible for the discipline of your kid.
And let me tell you, Kenneth Bill, once you say that's very important to know, because some parents believe if I take my child to a boarding school, it's over and done. I don't have to do anything. That's it.
That is being lazy. It is your responsibility to bring up the kid. It is your responsibility. There's nothing sweet like a parent knowing what to do for his or her daughter at what time, Nothing sweet like your parents sitting around with the kids and telling the kids, you see, you said this, but that is not wrong. Mm. There's nothing wrong when the parent will take a cane and punish this student. But in school, you cane somebody's daughter or somebody's son, you may end up in prison, however much the kid has done something wrong. So however much you say as a parent, I'm okay, I am paying school fees, the kid is under the perimeter of the school, he's not getting influence from outside, but you don't know the characters in which this kid is being brought up with. There are other kids in school. So at the end, yes, the kid is performing very well, but when he comes home, you tell him, my son, I want you to attend, to do this and this. He said, no, that's not my job. Daddy, you're punishing me. Daddy, right. You are talking to me badly. Daddy, you are not doing what exactly I am feeling like I should do, because right. You have rendered your responsibility as a parent, all of it 100% to somebody else who has his own family issues and has his own responsibilities. So yes, boarding schools can work for you. As a parent, you are relieved the kids are not around to make noise for you when you want to watch your movie or news. But in the other end, character and moral upbringing, there is a weakness in it.
Character and moral upbringing. Thank you so much, Kenneth Bwire, for nailing that in the head. I'll come back to Asha Nyang'anyi, my sister educator. And also, you know a lot about these boarding schools. You grew up in a boarding school. You went to a boarding school yourself. Do you think this is what we are facing here, that parents sometimes relax and think everything is done? But at the same time, boarding school is not the best place sometimes for students. Sometimes they complain to their parents. Tell me about this.
I think the times has changed. I mean, I'm talking about our times.
Okay.
Things are a little bit different.
Mm-hmm.
I did both. I did day school and boarding school. So I did first 2 years, my first from one and from two in day school. And going to boarding school was my decision.
Oh, really?
Actually, my parents didn't want me to go to the boarding school, yes. And the reason made me decide to go to boarding school was I really wanted to study, and being a science student, I knew I needed more time to study, and living in an environment where, you know, in a big city like Dar es Salaam, every day, every weekend there's something.
You know
what I'm talking about. Yeah. This weekend there's a party in Oyster Bay. This weekend there's a party in Hanga. So those are kind of distractions which I was trying to avoid. And being in Dar es Salaam, it was so hard for me not to go to those parties, because you're there, your friends are calling, you're coming to pick you up, let's go. So you end up going there, then come Monday, you are still on Blue Monday, you're still catching up with all the late night sleep. Also, at home, it was a public home, so there's a lot of distraction, official visits, parties, and all that. So I say, you know what?
Yeah.
I need to get serious. It was a very tough decision. There, it was a different world. Oh my God. So a lot of talking things which I did not know, but then there was no chance to turn back. I remember vividly, I made my first call to my parents and crying that I want to get back. And they said, no, you were the one chose to go there.
You decided.
So the only thing which I really liked about boarding school after getting used to it was what Glory said, the structure. So soul structured. You wake up 6 in the morning. You go and run, come back, get ready for breakfast. Then you go to classes. After class, the school I went had a lot of projects.
Okay.
So every student is assigned to one. We had a farm where we grow anything, vegetables, fruits, whatever. And then we had cows, and they need to be fed, to be washed, and milk.
Wow.
So I learned a lot of things in boarding school more than what I learned at home. I saw some students who didn't have any background in faith, and they learned a lot of their religion there in boarding school using other students who were well much advanced in their faith. So that was another thing also I think is a positive thing to take in boarding school.
Hold it right there, Asha. Well, boarding school is the topic tonight. So many interesting views and so many questions. For those of you just joining us, this is Let's Talk, a program of the Voice of America's Africa Service.
What's up, Africa? I'm Jackson Vunganyi in Washington.
And I'm Nadia Sami. Thanks for joining us. We'd love to have you on board. This is Upfront on The Voice of America.
Listen, let's be upfront.
There's a lot to talk about.
We need to discuss what's going on in your communities, issues that affect you.
Are you involved?
Are you engaged in transforming your society?
Today, right now, this is your platform.
Let us know what you've been up to.
Check us out on Facebook. Drop us a line.
Upfront is a show where we look at issues that affect Africa's youth,
giving you an opportunity to express yourself as you connect with other youth around the continent.
In this interconnected world, we share a destiny. So let us share our solutions to issues like unemployment,
education reform,
elections,
free speech,
and many others.
Nothing is off the table.
Nothing is off the table.
Absolutely nothing is off the table.
It's Upfront, Wednesdays at 17:30 UTC, Saturday at 1900 UTC,
and Sunday at 19:30 UTC,
right here on VOA Africa.
This is Let's Talk, where we take a lighthearted look at everyday issues of importance to you. I'm your host, Sunday Shomari, in a Washington studio with Kenneth Bwire, Asha Nyang'anyi, and Gloria Alex. Right now, discussing boarding schools. Well, why do some parents prefer boarding schools to their children? According to an independent research from people I spoke to, it says that boarding schools are one of the preferred modes of education in African countries. So, why is that? And I spoke to Naema Olori, and I wanted to know her take.
I honestly think that boarding schools have their place. No way it against boarding schools at all. However, okay. I honestly believe that age is very key when you send your children to boarding schools. And from personal experience, I have been to boarding schools. And I have had many, many close family members who have gone to boarding schools, public schools that are boarding schools, private schools that are boarding schools outside of the country, inside the country, so all of that.
And when especially you said age is very key, Naema, I want you to read pinpoint on that. Tell me, why do you say age is very key?
Well, I will be extremely honest. I had an experience as a child where I was sent to boarding school, and again, there was nothing negative about it from my parents' perspective. They sent us there out of the greatest love and concern about our education, and so we were sent to boarding school. We were sent to boarding school when we were really young, and when I say young, I meant really, really, I mean really young.
Like how old?
And, well, yes, under 10.
Oh, really?
So, yes, wow. So under 10.
Okay, that is young.
Yeah, that's really young, right? We're really young, and I believe that honestly, that although the intentions were like great, maybe the timing was not good. It wasn't a good timing. So I have utmost respect for my parents and the choices they made for us. They made me who I am today.
Right.
But the age, I think that age was not a good age. And the reason I say age is because there's certain things that can never be imparted to a child in a large group setting, away from their parents, right? So at the age, we know from when you are 2-3 years old, when you start talking, when you're growing up, you know, when you're not a baby anymore, there's a time of training that you can only receive under the tutelage of your parents. Does that make sense? And things that you are imparted to you, that they train you and they teach you and things they work inside of you in order to make you the person that you are today.
And what about getting boyfriends in high school?
So Sunday, we come from a culture that where relationships between boys and girls at any age prior to being ready to marriage is looked down upon. We can't do that. So always and forevermore, it will be a secret. Yeah. Right.
It's whether not like, someone is in boarding or is at home, no way.
Whether someone is, it's right. The parents are not involved. It's not their jurisdiction. They don't know about it. They're not going to know about it until it's time for them to know about it. So don't tell me for a second that just because I'm in day school, I don't have a boyfriend. Or because my parents...
Or because you're far away in boarding school, then there's no time for boyfriends. That won't happen, right?
That is completely untrue, unrealistic. And if parents think that, well, I am very sorry to disappoint. That is not reality, right? You know it happens. That's just the way it is.
Thank you, Naema Olori. This is Let's Talk, and we're discussing boarding schools. And back to the studio. I'll go back to Gloria. You know, parents, it is said, prefer boarding schools in Africa. For instance, in Ghana, they say majority of the secondary schools are boarding schools. But maybe, as also Asha mentioned to us, is the structure, is the care, is how you learn things. You know, for those who are just girls' schools, you have a matron in school you have to deal with. I don't know, you just go out on Saturday as you want to. Gloria, tell me about this. How did you deal with that situation? How was it helpful, maybe, or not helpful to so many students in your school?
What I can say is taking your child to boarding school does not take away your responsibility as a parent. You have to lay the foundation. And I can only speak to, I mean, for myself.
Okay.
The way I was raised, my mother, she was very strict. I used to go to church every single day. Like I said, it doesn't matter what religion. But I was raised in a way that I had fear of God. And that's in me even today. Okay. You know, everything I do, I always ask myself, if this is the right thing, I only fear God and nobody else. Because, like, so that's how I was raised. So the same thing, even in boarding school, there were a few kids that used to jump the fence, go to the club. I mean, yeah, not all of them, but there were some.
I know.
And some of them were my friends.
Really? And they didn't influence you to jump with them the fence?
No. I tried. I mean, they'll be like, yeah, let's go. But in my heart, you know, in my mind, and the way I was raised, I was like, oh, no, this is not right. Yeah. This is not worthy. Even though my parents were not there, but they had already created.
Okay.
They had that already.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
So it's not like I was afraid of them, because they probably would have never known.
Right.
Yeah, but that was in me.
Something
like
already instilled in your heart.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Wow. So.
Interesting.
So, yes.
And talking about jumping the fence, that's what I'm saying. Some parents say, you know what, if my child goes there, there will be bad influence and all that. I don't want my child to go to a boarding school. But guess what? There's a lot of things that happen in boarding schools. There's also the food. There's an experience with the food, experience with people you meet, different places you go. Kenneth Buda, tell me about this. I don't know if you did go to a boarding school yourself or not.
No, Sunday, by the way, I went through boarding school in secondary school. In my entire secondary school, it was a boarding school.
Okay.
Yeah. And
was it a co-ed with girls or just you guys, boys?
Pure boys school. And in my view, what I was talking about is at a tender age in primary school, that's where I'm objected totally to boarding school.
Really?
At primary level, I will not advise any parent to think about boarding school for the kid. To me, that is torture. I can't even think of taking my kid to a boarding school when he's in primary. It's total torture.
Why?
Yeah, I just feel I can't try it because the kid doesn't know even how to clean up him or herself. The kid, it's just total torture according to me. But in secondary school, above primary, there I can encourage somebody to do that, because there somebody is growing mentally, can make decisions, can know this is wrong, can respond to a sound of a bell, can respond to a timetable, starts being mature upstairs. In secondary school, I will advise Sunday that, yes, take your kid to boarding school, but that kid has to be monitored.
Okay.
Because at that age and at that stage, that's when now the kid wants to explore a lot of things, wants to learn, wants to find out who is doing what, wants to study about the body morphology of issues, wants to study about the environment. And if not well guided, he might take the example of my sister jumping over the fence.
Jumping
over the fence, you want to explore out what is outside the fence of a school, and thereafter you will never know what your kid will meet and who is going to guide him or her in what to do outside the school fence. That character will manifest itself back home, and the kid might even have control over you. But if the kid within the school respects the laws and the rules of the school, the school has policies that can guide the kid very well. the kiln is well behaved. It becomes self-reliant. From where I went to, we used to have a Swahili motto of the school, Soma Ujitegeme, study and be self-reliant.
Really?
So if, yes, that is my school motto when I was in school. And our school rules were only four, guided by one mission, God-fearing, with spiritual upright, and respect, something like that, respect of the law and the word of God. And we could recite that every Monday and every Friday. And the teacher would be there to tell you what you are reciting. And at the end, that school was performing very well.
Wow.
Yeah? Respective of the other weaknesses in school, about meals, about what, things could move well. Because in the school, though it was boarding, but life wasn't that easy. So it could make you knowing that if I move out of this school, this food and this porridge I'm taking, this scarcity of water in school is part of the life that I'll face outside this school. So you come out knowing that the world I'm going to is not an easy one. It's a struggle one.
Okay, let's see the glorious part before we go.
Honestly, boarding was tough for me. At some point I got used to it, but it was tough because, at least in my school, okay, in the morning you drink uji, which is pretty much corn in liquid form. In the afternoon, cheese corn.
And beans.
Which is corn and beans, right? And then at night, it was ugali and beans. So it's pretty much the same thing. The
same thing, right?
And the funny part, now that I look at it, in the boarding school that I went, you know, the dress code was strict. You know, I like it in a way because you don't spend a lot of time trying to find what to wear. Because, like, that's cool.
Because you have only one thing to wear anyway.
Yeah.
Why look for something?
So during the class, you have to wear a blue skirt with a white shirt.
Right.
Then outside, you have to wear a yellow T-shirt with a blue skirt.
Really?
Yes. So, wow. Like, really, you don't waste a lot of time trying to figure out
exactly
what you're going to wear.
There's
like
no
right
time
now
to look for anything. You cannot try to be a fashionista, so to speak, in school.
No. Nobody looks better than you.
Anybody.
It doesn't matter how rich your parents are,
right,
how poor your parents are. You all look the same.
Oh, that was a great move. That's good, I think. That's a good move for the schools.
So I think that was a good thing.
Oh, yes, it is. Definitely. And hold it right there. You're tuned to Let's Talk, a program of the Voice of America's Africa Service. It comes to you Mondays at 17:30 Universal Time, right here on the Africa Service of the Voice of America. We'll be back.
Sunajua siku kuni leo. Hello, baby. Sunajua siku yetu leo. Hello, baby. Sunajua nakuoa leo. Hello, baby. Kile keki twalikata leo. Hello, baby.
Welcome back, and that's it for our show tonight, where we lightheartedly explored boarding schools. A big thank you to my guest in the studio, my colleague, Kenneth Bwire. Thank you so much for your time, Kenneth.
Welcome, Sunday.
And of course, Asha Nyang'anyi, educator, thank you so much for your time tonight.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And the researcher, Gloria Alex, all the way
thank
from Maryland.
So
thank you so much, Gloria, for your time.
Thank you.
You are welcome, guys. Thank you so much. And of course, our producer is Jackson Mvunganyi. Please send in your comments and experiences. Our email address is letstalk@voanews.com. You can also call us here at 202-205-9942. After the announcement, leave us a message. That's 202-205-9942. The U.S. country code is 1. Thanks for tuning in, and join us again next Monday at 17:30 UTC for another exciting edition of Let's Talk. Our topic next week will be kitchen. who belongs there? Well, don't forget to tune in Tuesdays for another discussion program, Health Chat. Host Lenore Madu and her guest physician discuss a health issue of interest to you. That's Health Chat Tuesdays at 17:30 UTC, right here on the Africa service of the Voice of America. From Washington, this is Sunday Shomari. See you next Monday. Ciao.
Stay tuned for Africa News Tonight.